You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. This is going to be an interesting conversation. I don't think we've had either of these organizations and on the show before. Intriguing thing to talk about. I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Yeah, they really make a big difference as far as affordable housing in Atlanta. So I think this is going to be a really fun and interesting conversation.
Well, let's get right to it. We're joined this morning by Mark Crosswell. He's a Managing Director for Social Impact Strategy at the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Todd and Carol and Ashani. Happy to be here.
And we're also joined by Ashani Omar. She's a Senior Director of Capital Development with Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership. Ashani, welcome to the show yourself.
Thanks so much for having us.
Ashani, we're going to get into you in a few minutes down the conversation. But before we do that, I would love to have you take a quick second and just inform the audience a bit about Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership. How do you guys serve the community?
Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership, or ANDP, as we affectionately refer to ourselves, we are a 27-year-old not-for-profit that's been serving the Atlanta region through the lens of affordable housing. We really focus on creating quality, affordable housing options for families, not only through real estate development that we do, but also through our community loan fund. And we also focus on community engagement and policy efforts to help build the overall capacity of resident leaders here in our region. Well, recently, we've been focusing mostly on foreclosure recovery and finding ways to lift neighborhood values across the region.
Look forward to learning more about what you guys are up to. Mark, why don't you walk us through and tell us a little bit more about the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta?
The Community Foundation has been in Atlanta for over 60 years, and we were really founded to provide a bridge between donor and donor families and not the nonprofit community. So we're really helping take donor capital and put it to work in the way of philanthropy for nonprofits. Right now, we manage over $1 billion in donor assets, and from that, we help disseminate over $100 million a year in grants throughout the metro Atlanta area, which is for us 23 counties of north central Georgia.
So, Mark, you mentioned impact investing. Can you tell us what the Community Foundation, you know, what it is and why the Community Foundation has gotten into it?
Yeah, thanks. It's what I love to talk about. It's an exciting new initiative that we've seen really begin to explode around the country, where community foundations, private and family foundations, and other philanthropically minded organizations are beginning to use a different form of assets to invest. And these are investments that look for both a financial and a social return of some sort. So impact investing for us essentially is taking an allocation of our balance sheet, investing it by way of low interest loans, having it be paid back, but make it very flexible and cost effective so that the nonprofits and the social enterprise benefit. And then it comes back to us and we recycle that capital so we can do it all again.
So, Mark, what do you mean by different resources? Help us understand that.
So traditionally, grant capital will come from the earnings of an investment, from the interest or the dividends coming out of a traditional investment. And then the traditional investment, those, you know, stocks and bonds or mutual funds, whatever it might be, are invested in just market rate institutional kind of investments. We are talking about taking not the earnings off of that, but actually reaching into the corpus of that and putting it to work so that it gets a little bit of a return financially, but also is tied to the mission or the impact that you also want to achieve with your grant money.
All right. Thank you for that, Mark. So we're going to get into the Go ATL Fund and bring back Ashani after the break. So Carol, Mark, and Ashani and I will be back after this quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Ty Pennington here. Are you shopping for a new home? Then I'm guessing you have a checklist of things you want in that home, right? Make sure guaranteed energy savings and comfort are at the top of that list. And you can do that by making sure your new home is a Right Choice home. Right Choice homes are brought to you by Jackson EMC and come with a 3-year warranty that guarantees heating and cooling costs. Plus, you'll get a lower electric rate that will save you money every month. Do your homework. Visit jacksonemc.com/rightchoice.
All right, we're back with Mark Crosswell and Ashani Omar.
So, Mark, will you explain a little bit more to our audience about the GO ATAL Fund and how the fund came to be?
So we took a look at the assets of the foundation, took a portion of that, of our unrestricted piece of that, which means the amount we typically have the opportunity to provide in the way of grants and other supports for the community. We actually allocated $10 million of that to what we call a GO ATAL Fund, which is a debt-oriented investment fund that supports nonprofits and for-profit mission purpose organizations in the community. So our fund will be designed so that it provides flexible capital to really drive the same results that we look for out of our grant dollars. So whether it be educating kids in new charter schools or creating more units of affordable housing or financing healthcare clinics in lower income parts of town, our money will actually go into that potentially in two ways, as an investment, like a debt or a loan, and then also occasionally with grant money to subsidize financing. And that money will come back to us and we'll lend it out again.
So, Mark, what are the goals of the fund and what will it invest in?
So the Community Foundation, you know, with the history we have and the deep penetration in the nonprofit community, we have five impact areas that we focused on: the arts, education, community development, nonprofit effectiveness, and well-being, which is largely access to healthcare. So we will invest in nonprofits that are doing work in those sectors that typically have some kind of earned revenue or some sort of sustainable revenue where they can pay that money back. And the key is that it allows them to be more sustainable and that it's long-term flexible financing creates the opportunity for them to invest more dollars, create more impact. So we'll talk more about it in a minute when we talk about our investment in ANDP. But that's one where we're creating affordable housing units, but using it through an expert intermediary like ANDP that knows what they're doing.
Tell us a little bit more about how this works through ANDP.
At ANDP, we started to focus on this issue of single-family foreclosure rehab development, I think back in 2009. And we really sort of consider ourselves what I call the first responders to the foreclosure crisis. We've been focusing on these areas since that time, and there are still neighborhoods that were deeply impacted by the foreclosure crisis that still have what we call high rates of negative equity, which is typically areas where we find that residents find themselves trapped in this vicious cycle of not being able to sell their home, and their equity of their home has been stripped away. The role that ANDP has played is we've acquired previously foreclosed properties in these neighborhoods. We then rehab those homes and then we sell them to working families. So not only are we helping to reoccupy homes that have been sitting vacant, but we are also helping to spark market activity and lift overall neighborhood values. And we're able to do this by leveraging capital from critical sources such as the GO ATAL Fund, as well as a number of sources, which includes federal dollars, as well as charitable dollars that we receive. And this is all done in an environment where, you know, we sort of moved past the foreclosure crisis. So there aren't any sort of true dedicated sources specifically for the foreclosure crisis, but we've seen this need for not only affordable housing here in Atlanta, but also to continue to address this issue around negative equity. This particular source has just been amazing for us because it allows us to scale up the work that we're doing across the region.
Ashani, but it's not just affordable housing, right? You do other things in the community, such as retail stores and other community anchors. You do some work there too as well, yes?
Through our loan fund, we are what we call a CDFI, or a Community Development Financial Intermediary, or institution, I should say. We have partnered with other CDFIs to invest in community facilities. So our first community facility, which is actually a very unique opportunity we've had as a recipient of the J.P. Morgan Chase Pro Neighborhood Initiative, we were able to partner with the National CDFI Reinvestment Fund, as well as a local small business CDFI, which is called Access to Capital for Entrepreneurs, in coordinating our lending efforts and pulling together resources in the MPVU neighborhood, which includes neighborhoods like Pittsburgh and Peoplestown. And in Peoplestown, we have provided financing for a child care facility. And that is in addition to the single family rehab work that ANDP is also working on in partnership with the Annie E. Casey Foundation. So what's really amazing about having the opportunity to leverage multiple sources of capital and coordinate those efforts is we can really create a synergy around social impact. And that can come from various ways. So it's not only, you know, housing that is being impacted, but, you know, to be able to also have a role in supporting sheltering arms, that has been a huge benefit to that community because that has become a key anchor.
Yeah, that's great stuff. So I was really pleased to see Keisha Lance Bottoms, the mayor of Atlanta, made an announcement of a $1 billion commitment to affordable housing. It's billion with a B. That's quite significant, as we know, very necessary. A lot of developers out there as well are committed to this, and we've had the pleasure of showcasing many of them on this show, Carol, and they're also committed to having an affordable housing component in their own development plans. So, Ashani, walk us through how ANDP works with various partners from Mayor Bottoms and government to private businesses to ensure that Atlanta lives up to these promises.
Great. Well, Todd, as you mentioned, you are excited about this $1 billion commitment. We, too, are very excited about this commitment and finding ways to partner and support Mayor Bottoms and her administration every step of the way. As a matter of fact, she joined us a couple of months ago for a $5 million announcement in down payment assistance funds that we are helping to provide in partnership with Wells Fargo and NeighborWorks America and NeighborWorks Columbus, which is a huge deal. And it's an opportunity for the mayor to really reach out to the broader Atlanta community to see how we can all work together and coordinate and address the need of affordable housing here. One of the things that we also do is we partner with local jurisdictions through the use of what we call CHODO funds or Community Housing Development Organization funds that are specifically designed to support developers that are building affordable housing. We also partner with local resident leaders in providing them with capacity building. We just did a Neighbors Together event, or what we call a convening, earlier this month in the celebration of Home Ownership Month, and really focused on providing resident leaders with the tools and resources needed for them to have better advocacy and help them learn, you know, how they can reach out and be more effective in communicating with their local politicians or local elected officials. We've also talked about how do you create better partnerships with schools and community and really providing resources so that residents can feel empowered within their own neighborhoods to make a change and have impact. We also certainly work with organizations like the Community Foundation as we work to leverage resources and bring more dollars to the type of work that we do around our single family work. It's very important for us to be able to show private resources as we go and leverage those with resources that we might get from the federal government in the form of new markets tax credits or capital magnet funds. So what we like to say, we pride ourselves on the P in ANDP, which is partnership. And we are very proud to have many partners around the region that we work with in different capacities, as you can see.
Yeah, there is no doubt the work you're doing is important and the partnerships that you're forging are paying off, you know, big time for people, you know, looking to get into affordable housing. And it's very impressive work. So thank you for what you do. Mark, where do you hope to take the GO ATL fund over the next 3 years? What are your plans?
So our goal with the fund, we'll take the $10 million that we've allocated to it initially and deploy that over the next 18 to 24 months. And then the idea is to actually take the fund out to our donor accounts, so our families and donor families that have philanthropic intent but also want to utilize some of their other assets. So give them the option of investing in the fund. And through that, we'll increase that $10 million, hopefully to somewhere in the range of 15 to 30 million over the next 3 to 5 years, and then deploy it through investments such as the one we just made in ANDP, where we supported growth of their single family revitalization business that Ashani talked about. And it's just a phenomenal example of how our capital, which is flexible, a little bit lower cost than traditional capital, can really help sustain and scale that business. And then we can both follow it and hopefully take a look at what it really does for communities and turning around neighborhoods.
Great stuff, both of you, Mark and Ashani. I commend you all on this important work and wish we had time to dive deeper. There's so much more we could discuss here. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today. So Ashani, I'm going to lead off and ask you to, for those who want to learn more about Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership, where do they go to get information?
Great. Well, we have a website, www.andpi.org, and you can find information about our programs, the homes that we have on the market, and just more about our organization at our website.
Outstanding. Thank you for that. And Mark, two favors for me. One, your work at the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta. Where do people go to get information about that, as well as where do we learn more about the Go ATL Fund?
So you would go to our website, which is www.cfgreateratlanta.org. So that's CF for Community Foundation, greateratlanta.org. And that'll give you information on the activities of the Community Foundation. And then look under the initiatives page, and you'll find further information on the Go ATL Fund. And then I'll also add that we're part of a collaborative called the Georgia Social Impact Collaborative. So if folks have interest in learning about impact investing around Georgia, then they can also go to georgiasocialimpact.com. So www.gasocialimpact.com.
Great. Mark Crosswell of the Community Foundation for Greater Atlanta, as well as the Go ATL Fund, and Ashani Omard with the Atlanta Neighborhood Development Partnership. Mark, Ashani, thanks again for being on the show and much appreciative of your important work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening. We look forward to seeing you again right here next week. See you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.